able today because it's not going to record that easily.
Okay, you want to try it again?
Hi, Dr. Weiss.
Is it good? Oh, it is good. So, we could, I think it works, don't you?
Yeah, I hope so.
So.
Make an interview. Hi.
Yeah. Let's pretend that we're having a show.
Hi.
Let's pretend we're interviewing you. Okay. So, Matthew, what's your name?
Maddie.
Now, how old are you, Maddie?
Four.
And when is your birthday?
June 9th.
Oh, June 9th. So tell me about why that day is going to be special for you this year.
Because I get to take off and my dad is taking off too.
Oh, you're taking off what?
The day at school.
Oh, really? You haven't even actually told me that. Both of you, is it a day when you have school? Is the day that's at your actual birthday?
No, my mommy can take off too.
Oh yeah, I won't be working then. It'll be in June, so I'll be done with school. So we'll actually, all three of us will be free.
Yeah.
Remember, there could be another reason why that it was going to be a special day. Not necessarily the day, but around it, you had a certain plan in terms of.
Oh yeah, we're gonna go to the aquarium.
Go to the aquarium. Do you know where the aquarium is? What are we going to do while we're in the car? Did we talk about that, remember?
Drink juice boxes.
Drink juice boxes, right? Because it's going to be a little bit of a trip.
Mm-hmm.
How about, I'll give you another hint of something you've been talking about with your birthday. Something with some friends. I'll give you another hint. You just went to one of these on Saturday.
Birthday party.
Yeah, so tell me about what your plan is for your birthday party.
I'm going to have a Junie B. Jones birthday party.
Oh, yeah, I think you told me about that.
A Junie B. Jones birthday party. Well, and then what else are you going to do? What's going to be, like, the fun
then,
things?
Then the tail on the donkey, and I'm going to tell the person if they got it the right place, and I'm going to tell the people who won.
I gotta tell if they put it in the right place, and you're gonna.
No, I'm gonna tell them if they put it in the right place, and I'm gonna tell them if I get it and if they win.
Oh, cool! If they win, awesome. Well, what are your plans in terms of friends to invite?
Michaela, Sarah. Brianna and Corey and Liam and Roman and James.
Whoa. How about the Eads?
Oh yeah, the Eads too.
Oh my goodness. That sounds like a giant party. Well, you did just go to a birthday party this past weekend at
Erica's.
Yeah. What did you do at Erica's party?
Mama?
Yes.
Musical Chairs. Oh yeah.
Yep, that was the name, Musical Chairs. They had that. And what else?
Duck Duck Goose.
And what else did you do at the party?
We played pinata.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And did you eat anything at the party?
We had cake. And also, are you gonna eat this?
You want it?
I'm just asking.
Maybe she was gonna eat it at home.
Do you want it?
I'm just wondering if you wanted it.
Well, if you want, you can have it.
So you offered it to her and then you decided you wanted it back?
No, I was going to ask her because I still saw it there.
Oh, so you thought maybe she didn't really want it, huh? Well, maybe another time we'll bring her some. We'll bring your couple next time, okay?
I'll have to eat it really, really fast.
Oh my goodness.
So what else have we been doing? We actually had kind of an exciting weekend because Saturday, remember, it was Erica's party, and then Sunday, Erica and Jimmy came over, and then Roman came over Friday night. It was just like a wild day, all these events. Do you remember, do you want to talk about Roman sleeping over?
Well, yeah, I sleep in different rooms because he always keeps me up.
Oh.
So where did you sleep?
In the guest bed.
You did? But you're not a guest.
I know.
You love that bed, though. How come you love that bed so much?
I don't know.
Really? How come you think you like it?
Because it has butterflies and moons on it.
Oh, it has butterflies and moons on it. Okay.
But where did Roman sleep?
In my own bed.
And Roman kind of wanted to sleep in the guest bed. He says, I'm the guest.
Mm-hmm.
And then we tried to convince him he wasn't really a guest, and we said he was just a friend, but he thought he was really the guest. So he should have slept in that other bed, right? And then something kind of happened when it was time to leave that was a little sad. Do you remember something that he borrowed? What's the story about that?
It's a tape that's called Jumanji. And my mommy didn't even... me and my dad, I had to go to the dentist, and when I got home, my mommy didn't even tell me that my mommy let Roman keep the Jumanji tape
to borrow it.
Yeah, I just kind of, Roman asked for it, and Maddie wasn't home because he was at the dentist, so I said he could take it and borrow it, right? When's he going to bring it back?
Let me see him.
Yeah, probably Thursday at gymnastics, you'll get it back, right?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that was hard for you, wasn't it? You really wanted your Jumanji tape, but I thought you really liked it a lot, so. And you actually have the movie, don't you? Oh, not yet! You don't have the movie yet.
No.
Yeah, what's happening with that movie?
My daddy was getting it. When Daddy got it off his computer.
He got it off his computer, so when's it going to come, I wonder. Maybe today. It might even be there when we get home.
Jumanji.
How will it be there when we get home, Mama?
Well, he ordered it, and it's supposed to come in the mail. So it will come in the mail.
Oh.
Yeah. You moving on to the next thing? Watch out for the cord. Good idea. So we've been playing this kind of fun game at home that's called the Magic Dice Game.
And my mommy and me have changed that my daddy, but this time I want my daddy and me to play because my daddy is the best player.
So you're going to want him on your team? And I got to be on my own team?
Yeah.
When is the idea in terms of playing next? What would you like to do with that?
Me and my mommy are going to be together.
Oh, so the next time after that, then you and I get to be together? Well, when are we going to play? Are we going to play next week? Or?
We're going to play the game today, too.
Here, I don't want this to be kind of scraping because it's loud. So today? We're playing this game today? Oh, before Daddy has to go to church? Yeah. Oh, this is an interesting thing that she probably does not know about. Oh, Manny, please do not burp into the tape. What would you say if you burped?
Excuse me?
Do we going to have any more burps?
Well, no, it always makes me burp.
I see. Maybe we should put it away.
No.
All right. No more burps. Next time you burp, I'm going to put it away. Okay? I was going to say that Helga doesn't know the story about when you went to church and you got... Tell her about that.
I got it 2 days. I got it at school that day, and also I went to church that day, and I got the same thing.
You got what?
The blessings.
The blessings? The blessings. What are those called that they put on your forehead?
I forget.
Oh, ashes?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't want you to choke on that.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, they were ashes, and they put them on his head, And then they said a blessing. And then why did we even put ashes on our head? What is it to remind us of?
I don't know.
Oh.
Mom, look at me. Oh, my.
You got some on your nose, I know. Wait a minute, now think a second. What do we even have this for? What's that mean?
The cross that Jesus was on.
Yes, that's right. So that was to remind us of that, right? Yeah.
Hey, Mom.
Yeah?
I love you.
Hey, Maddie. I love you, too. So, you did something kind of funny after... Remember Daddy went to go see a movie on Sunday, and he was, when Jimmy and Erica were over, and then remember Daddy was kind of sad about the movie, and then what did you do? Oh, remember what I mentioned?
I didn't mean to.
We'll put it away till we get home. We don't want burps on the whole tape. Okay, so what was it that you did that was super funny with your bed?
I put all my animals on my bed, and I almost covered my whole mom and Daddy.
With all his animals, he almost covered us up entirely.
Wow, you have a lot of animals.
Yeah.
He really does, actually. He has a big, big bunny that's just, like, almost as big as him, right?
Yeah.
Which is your favorite animal, would you say?
My big bunny.
That is your favorite one now?
Yeah.
Yeah. How about, what else do you like?
Hi, Dr. Weiss.
You gonna tell Dr. Weiss what you're doing right now, or do you think he would not want you to do it?
I'm lifting my shirt up. I'm laying on the table.
Yeah, he might think that is funny.
Mama, why did you tickle me?
Well, you got your tummy right there. I see it. I was actually thinking that I could see that cheese.
La 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 la.
Oh my God.
Hey, no, you can't, Mama. You can't see the cheese sandwich.
I can't.
No.
Well, you just had it today for lunch. Well, where is the cheese sandwich?
I don't know. I know it's in my tummy somewhere.
Yeah. It probably got all broken up into tiny, tiny, tiny pieces by now.
Yeah, because I already chewed it up.
A long time ago at lunchtime, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I don't think Dr. Weiss knows about the math class you're in. What would you say about the math class? What are you guys doing there?
La la la.
Oh my goodness, really? That's what you do, you and Brian? And Brianna and Zoya and whoever else is there?
Hey, they're not in my math class thing. Only me and Brian are.
Well, wasn't there another little group with two girls in your class?
No. Two ladies and one boy.
Two ladies and one boy?
Yeah.
I'm not sure about that.
Yeah?
Okay.
Cameron's in it, too.
Oh. I see. So you mean from the college, there comes two ladies and then a man?
No. I meant
Oh, okay. Hold on. Come on up here. So Cameron works with two ladies?
No.
Oh.
I work with one lady, and Cameron works with the other lady.
And Brian?
He works with me.
And Cameron's all by himself?
No.
Oh.
He works with Zoya.
Oh, so it's Cameron and Zoya with one lady, mm-hmm. And you and Brian with the other lady.
Yeah.
I understand. Now, when you're done, do you guys...
I have a hole in my head, too.
A hole in your head?
Yes, I have a hole in my head. I have a hole in my head. I have a hole in my head. I have a hole in my head.
You almost got a hole the other day.
Where?
In your head. Remember like, when you fell down the stairs?
Oh, I didn't get a hole in my head.
You didn't? Well, that's good. I thought you might. Thankfully, you didn't.
I've been bleeding.
Still?
No, I've been bleeding forever.
Well, you did hurt your foot. That was a real thing that happened.
Yes.
Well, let's see it. So see how it's coming along here. Let's see it.
Just a second. Can't remember.
Yeah, see?
The socks are stuck on.
See, he did hurt his foot. Yeah, we should put remember we said we ran out of Band-Aids. We got to get some on the way home. So, what is up with this? How did that happen?
I was balancing on my chair for a second, and I slipped off it.
Oh, no. Is it bleeding?
Yeah, it was bleeding, but now it's not.
Mm-hmm. It stopped.
But look at this. Is shiny right here.
Yeah, it doesn't look good. We need to put some, like, kind of medicine stuff on it. And then we need to... put a Band-Aid on it. I'm just very surprised because there's nothing wrong with this foot. So what's going on with this foot?
It's what the right size of.
But we're going to think that it's going to be too stinky. You know what you say?
What?
Looking good, pal. Looking good. I think they look good when they're on. Really? Are your feet, like, so hot? This one is kind of hot, actually. All right, we'll put them on. Sorry, Helga.
Hello, Dr. West. I like that. Say hello!
What do you think he's going to say back?
And I have my shoes and socks off, both of them, off my feet.
What do you think Dr.
Weiss
is going to say about all this?
I love smell my feet now.
Ew, stinky.
Did he really say, ew, stinky?
Ew, that's what he's going to say, Dr. Weiss?
I'm just listening.
Like as if it's a phone and he's talking? I don't think your feet are really that stinky. Don't do that, please. I mean, those are germy. Don't do that. They got germs on them, honey.
What do?
Your parts that are scraped. Now you have a germy tongue.
Smell it.
You want to smell your tongue? You're so funny. You know? Oh, yeah, stinky. Okay, that's enough. Something else that we can talk about that we
no,
have.
No, my back.
That is new information. Did you want to play a game in here quick?
Sure.
Okay.
Now we're going to color something.
What?
Color something. Color.
Oh, you want to color?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Let's see. Here, Bo. She's going to get the coloring stuff. We'll continue our interview.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to what?
I'm going to make them the house that... That guy lives in.
What guy?
You know, that president.
Oh, you're going to draw the president's house?
You know the one with the wood cabin's house? And then I'm going to...
The one who we what?
You know, the wood cabin's...
The wood cabin? Oh, the wooden cabin. The log cabin. Abraham Lincoln, you're going to draw his house?
Yeah. Mostly the whole thing.
Yeah, because wood is brown, right? This is probably brown.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and also you have to draw. I'm going to make it just like. In our class, we did it. I wanted to do it.
You want to do it just like how it was in your class? Okay. So,
do you
have to
draw.
Yeah, you were mentioning brown. Do you see any?
I'll just use this color.
Yeah, that's a pretty good color for this. It looks very, is it sparkly?
Yeah.
Cool. I wish you could see the picture he made today of the pizza parlor. It was very cool.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. And it was, what was it about? What's in the pizza parlor picture?
Pizza and some fans.
And some fans and wheels.
Yeah.
And you don't... Do you make the pizzas, you know, are they cooked inside the parlor?
No.
No. You have to do what?
They have to bring them home and cook them.
Mm-hmm. You can just, it drives around and sells you pizza, but you have to cook it at your house. It's a really interesting picture. So tell me about this picture you're making. You want to sit here? Want me to move?
No.
Okay. What are these things?
Those are the logs.
Mm-hmm. And these are more logs, right?
Yeah.
Yep. Does he get to go inside the picture? The president guy?
Yeah. And now I need white.
White?
I need this.
I think I'll go and sit in my own chair because I'm falling off this one. What's this part?
That's a circle from where you put the guy.
Oh, so he can look outside of his house?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's a good idea.
Is this the color I'm using?
Yeah, I think that's the one you've been using, yeah.
Oh. Well, then I have to find some yellow.
You're going to use yellow for the guy?
Yeah. No, I'm going to color in the window now.
I think when we saw you last, it was right after President's Day, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. And he had made, remember, Manny, you made pictures of President Bush and President Lincoln or something?
Well, just in color.
For Washington? Maybe it was for Washington you made.
No, but, you know that president, that was good.
That was what?
Words were good. You know that president that thought words were good. And I made that one and... I think the other president, too.
You mean the one who thought wars were good. You mean Bush, our new our president right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the one who thinks wars are good.
Oh. I think about Lincoln, huh?
Yeah, and Lincoln, he tried to... he wasn't that excited about wars. But there was a war when he was the president. But he was the one, remember Lincoln, who said no slave states?
Yeah.
No slave territories? Right. So this is going to be a great picture. You know, after we go home today, after we got to go find Daddy and we got to go vote for trying to get a new president. You think that's a good idea, where we can get a new one?
Yeah.
Yeah? You're not old enough to vote, but you can come with us.
Why aren't I old enough to vote?
You have to be 18. How old are you?
4.
Yeah, not quite yet. So what do you think? If I was going to say, should I vote for John Kerry or John Edwards?
John Edwards.
Kerry? That's his first name, too. They're both John.
Mm-hmm.
You think I should vote for John Edwards?
Yeah.
How come?
I think I want to vote for him.
You sound like a better name?
Yeah.
John Edwards? Okay. He's a younger man. He's actually not that much older than me and Daddy, really. Oh, there's the guy. There's Lincoln in there, in his house. Cool. Oh, what's this part of it?
Oh, that's the chimney.
Oh.
I'm going to color on the chimney red.
Yeah, chimneys a lot of times are red, actually.
Oh, so I'm using good color.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you've got the color that's usually there. So, all right, so Edwards, okay. Hopefully when we get a new president, then there won't be a war anymore, hopefully. We'll see.
That's the nose.
That's the nose.
Oops, there's coming the red.
Now, when we go home, you wanted to see if your gummy thing is done, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. How do we even make those gummy things, anyway?
We just squirt red stuff in them, and they become red.
You just stick red stuff in there, and they become red?
Yeah.
What becomes red?
The stuff.
And then what do you do with it? How does it become different shapes?
We just put them in bug shapes, you mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we just put them in little plate thing.
The little plate thing, and then it comes out into different shapes?
Yeah, and then we put it in the fridge.
Well, what happens if they don't come out and you're just stuck
we'll
in the container?
We'll just put them in the fridge till the next day.
Oh, so if it's not done today, we'll just wait till tomorrow?
Yeah.
Okay. That sounds not too bad. They're little gummy things. So I see. So you chose the color to make it red?
No, the yellow is on, so we had to use red.
I see. That was the only thing left. So what if there was a dinosaur that came to Abraham Lincoln's house?
I don't know.
No, I just saw a dinosaur then.
What dinosaur?
You see him?
Me, Dave. Since Abraham Lincoln's a brother, you could probably devoid him.
Do it probably what?
Could devoid them.
Devoid them?
Because he's a president. I made love to him when he was just like the ages of when he was a president.
So you made this is his house when he was the president. And so if the dinosaurs came, would you say he would avoid them? Or do you think he would destroy them?
Avoid them.
Avoid them, right? Now what would the president say? You are not welcome here. Go back to your planet. Did the dinosaurs get in? I thought just the president. Oh my goodness. What is the dinosaur doing?
So it ate the whole log cabin house.
He ate the whole log cabin house?
Yeah.
Poor
and now I'm gonna draw him again.
Abraham Lincoln? Whoa. What kind of face would he have now that his whole house got eaten? Do you know how to even draw a sad face?
Maybe. I'll try. Hey, look it.
Whoa. Oops, I think we'll have to put him back in after you're done drying, okay? That's a nose, right?
Can you draw it for me?
Well, let's see. I think a happy face goes like this, right? So a sad face just faces the other way. That's a sad face. You start at the bottom. Like a rainbow, you know? Kind of like draw a rainbow. Oh, that's a good sad face. Oh, I feel sad. Dinosaur ate my house. What's that part?
My name. Who made it?
Oh, you're just putting your name in it. M-A... T. T. And then we got some legs. Wait.
Oh yeah.
Anything else he's missing?
Yes.
What?
Oh yeah, hands. I mean, arms.
Yeah, I think arms.
Oops.
Okay.
That's okay.
Okay. Poor Abraham Lincoln. Should I put his name on the top? Should I write Abraham Lincoln? Say.
Poor Abraham Lincoln's eight house.
Eight house? Well, that's the other side, would be the eight house.
I know. Abraham Lincoln. I just want to write Abraham Lincoln's eight house.
Eight house? We would actually say Eaton House.
Eaton House.
Yeah, Eaton House.
Eaton House.
Eaton.
Eaton House.
Yeah, we say we have eaten the house.
Not us.
Oh, really?
No.
What if it was made out of candy?
What'd you say?
What if it was made out of candy? Then we would eat it. Abraham Lincoln's eating house. Okay.
I just drew a sad face that wasn't fit.
Where did you draw it? Like, oh, on your own mouth. I see. Sad. Are you feeling so sad?
No, I wish I could have 1 million. I mean, I wish I could have 1 million.
Infinity? You wish you could have infinity what?
I wish I could have infinity pieces of candy.
Infinity pieces of candy. What would happen if you had that much candy, do you think?
I would
get a stomach ache. Yeah, you would get a stomach ache. Dad has nothing to eat. And there's a dinosaur there.
Yeah.
So, I have a funny idea. We're almost done, but I was thinking about, we've been reading a lot of those Junie B. Jones books. You know how you're going to have your party like that?
Yeah.
Do you want to tell Dr. Weiss the story quick about Junie B. Jones when she went to the slum party?
No.
No? What's the other one we read recently? Big Fat Mouth?
Yeah.
I don't really remember what happens in that one. Oh, yeah. That's when she wants to go to, for career day, she wants to be a certain thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, remember that?
Yeah, Mama.
Yeah. I don't want you to fall.